Right, so in year three here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and in literacy this week, we've been carrying on our work all about Greek myths and legends. And I've got a couple of guys here who are really into this subject, and they're going to tell us all about it. So, first of all, your names, please.
Io. Monty.
Great, we've got Io. We have Monty from year three at St. Peter's. Right, Io, Greek myths and legends. How do these Greek myths differ from the normal stories that we read around St. Peter's, please?
Some of them have happy and sad endings. There's one that has a happy, loving ending.
Let's try and think. All these myths we've been reading.
It's called Apollo and Chimera. Some of the Greek myths are in the book.
Fine. And Monty, so Greek myths. Do we think these actual true stories, did they happen?
We're not sure because at the beginning you think it's true, and then you get to like a bit where there's like monsters in it, like half bull, half man, and you're not sure if it's true or not.
Yeah, they're really quite strange stories, and so as Monty's been saying, we listen to them and we think, yeah, this could be quite a true story, and then something really, really weird happens and we're left not really kind of knowing if it's true or not. So what we've been doing with that in mind here in year three, we have been encouraging the children to write their own Greek myths. So we've been thinking about the settings, the characters, how the story's going to twist and turn. So I think really Io and Monty are very kindly volunteered to share their work. So maybe, Io, if you'd like to read out, please, a short passage from your own Greek myth.
This is a book of Jason versus the Dragon Tour, and I'm going to start from the end. Jason crept through the maze. It was complicated. There was hard rocks, and it was dark. He couldn't see where he was going. He heard the princess screaming. He ran. When he got there, he was amazed, shocked, terrified. He was so amazed, he ran to kill the dragon tour. It was a long fight. It almost took about 24 hours. The princess was getting bored. The dragon tour nearly killed Jason, but Jason killed the dragon tour. He saved the princess with his strong muscles, and he gave her back to the king. They got married. Then he was a good king of Crete. He was a good king.
Wonderful. So that's been Io's story. And I think we just about got a happy ending in there. Maybe Monty, we're a bit short on time. If you want to read yours, please.
A long time ago, there lived a king, but sadly, his wife had been kidnapped by a fierce horrid minotaur. The minotaur wanted to marry the king's wife. Then
let's see, where are we? If we start here, so the king
The king asked one of the gods. The king